pas beaucoup de personnes de l'autre côté.
There are many people on the other side. Why is everyone on the left? Good afternoon. I would like then to have more symmetry because otherwise I will have to look everyone from this side only. The session that gathers us today is a session between the Efrala and Afrinik. I'm sorry, Afri Icon. So it's the whole African community that is represented in Icon, reunited today, this afternoon, to debate two main topics. The first one is with regards to the new GTLDs, and the second one is the participation of African in the policy development processes related with the internet, as far as ICANN is concerned. These two topics are key to us, are essential. We had already prepared a statement during the meeting of Brussels. And we also had held a meeting on this topic in Marnus during the forum on the management or internet governance. We didn't want to just leave that in only in that, because it's making statements is not enough. We need to go further with the statements and then see what are the upcoming stages as far as the evolution of these topics is concerned. That is why today we are going to debate all of this in the first place. Secondly, is the participation. This is a really important issue to us as an African community, because we have difficulties to participate, to really participate in an effective and efficient manner at the level of the development of the policy development processes in ICANN. And this is why we have, together, we have thought about means to accomplish this. And this is something that we would like to share with all of you and get your feedback. And also here I can, just to see if the proposals that we are currently making are proposals that can be carried out, that may be followed with a given validity. Then we are going to have a short Q&A session to debate these topics. And finally, we are going to receive Adam Peake, who will speak about what is going on at the NANCOM level. And without further ado, I would like to invite Evan Lebovich, who is the co-chair of the working group, JAS, to make a support to the candidates that so request for the new GTLDs. Evan, please. The floor is yours. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much. I'm very sorry, but I'm going to speak in English because my French is very poor.
Deals with applicant support for economies in which the barriers to entry for the conventional fees of ICANN TLDs are simply too high. There will be a much more extensive presentation on this later in the week, so I'm not going to cover everything in extreme detail. This is designed to be a discussion, not a lecture, so I'm going to keep my own comments brief and hopefully stimulate some discussion and some comment in advance of your statement and commentary on this issue. There is a long history of this particular issue. In some ways, It is new and unique because this was a collaboration between the GNSO and ALAC. So you have multiple stakeholder groups that are being involved in the assembly of this. This is significant because it is our intention that if the wider ICANN community, as wide an ICANN community as possible, puts forward policy, it should be extremely difficult to resist this at the upper levels. If ICANN claims to be a bottom-up process in which it is the community that develops policy and procedures, then our communities working together should be able to put together ways of addressing problems that should be acceptable within the ICANN infrastructure. So what has happened is, through some very, very intensive discussions with members of GNSO, members of ALAC, I want to specifically commend Tijani for the work that he has been doing with us. He has been a cornerstone of the work that we've been doing to date. I think you have a much gratitude to owe to him because he has been extremely helpful in formulating the policies that have reached a consensus amongst the community. Specifically, what we wanted to do was come up with developing criteria of who should receive support and then what form the support should receive. At one point, this even broke into two smaller working teams that then came back together. What we did was came up with various criteria, and so those criteria at one point were, was it nonprofit only, was it civil society only, could it be entrepreneurs, could it be governments? So we came through all those questions. We essentially came up with a consensus that would enable an entrepreneur to apply for assistance, that this would not simply be limited to civil society or to nonprofit groups, simply because we understand that the economic circumstances and cultural circumstances may make it impossible simply for a nonprofit organization to put forward a TLD. And our goal is to reduce barriers, not to increase them. The overreaching issue is one of need. If need is not demonstrated, then none of the other criteria matter. And so even if somebody matches other criteria, then if they're demonstrated not to have the financial need or not being in an area that requires this kind of assistance, then the application, the criteria for need for assistance simply would not be met. We explicitly said that TLDs involving geographic names, purely government applications, business models that are not sustainable, and brand TLDs would not be eligible for this kind of assistance. Having gone through the different kinds of criteria for who would get support, we then discussed the nature of what the support would be. And so a significant part of what we wanted to do involved a couple of things: finding ways of reducing the upfront cost, finding ways of reducing the ongoing cost, finding ways of reducing, for instance, some of the upfront money that would have to be put in the money that would have to be put up front to as a deposit. Everything like this was being discussed. It is still anticipated that whoever gets the support would still be self-financing. It would still be something that would require the applicant to come up with a significant amount of the cost of operating the TLD, but we examined ways to try and reduce the costs. Because we were working under the constraint of the GNSO principle, the cost of submitting a TLD application to ICANN must be cost neutral. It must be revenue neutral. That is, cost recovery. Sorry. So in other words, the cost that ICANN must spend to process the application and enable it within the root must be recovered through the fees that it gets. So no amount of cost reduction would be possible if it did not enable ICANN to meet that goal. Our working group had the constraint that we could not go beyond that boundary. And so that put some limits on the amount of reduction that we were able to ask for. And in fact, we have to look at the various components of the ICANN fees and see which of those can be reduced, which can be eliminated, and which we have no control over. So we went through this. So we went through reviewing the $100,000 application base fee to try and see if there was any room in this to be able to be lowered to reduce the cost. And every other component of it. So the other thing that has essentially been put on us by the GNSO is that no matter what we do, that the work of this working group cannot delay the introduction of GTLDs. And this was an imposition put onto us by the GNSO policy that essentially says no matter what we do, even if we come up with a report that everyone finds acceptable and wonderful, if they cannot implement it immediately, it may not show up in this round of applications. And that is unfortunate, but this is, again, the kind of boundary in which we must work. The work of this working group cannot impede the rollout of the GTLD program as the GNSO envisions it. So, essentially, there is a milestone report done by this working group. The board at its retreat in Trondheim passed a resolution that, in effect, said that they wanted more information before they would consider it. There are certain details that they wanted us to go into deeper detail over, and they also want to and there's also a consideration that seems, by some interpretation, that when they were talking about support, they were not talking about fee reduction, but they were talking about how we would go out and find sponsorship and grant programs that would help subsidize the expense rather than reduce the price from ICANN. So where we are right now is we've produced this milestone report. And like I say, there will be much more detail produced on this at the full workshop on the JAS that's being done later this week. But the board then has now essentially sent it back to us, and now we are looking for a continuation of the charter of the group to be able to keep the process ongoing, give the board what it's asked for to enable it to give more support to what we are doing, because as of right now, we are stopped. The board has said no until we get more information. We want to keep giving that information, and so we have an intention to keep going. In fact, as I noticed the draft statement that you have regarding our working group, I noticed that it talks about your position about the milestone information to date. I would also ask you to put into your document, into your statement, some kind of support for ongoing work that would enable us to renew the charter of this group, fulfill the instructions from the board, and enable this to be concluded in a way I hope that will benefit all of us who have been working on this. I'll stop here and invite questions and discussions.
Thank you very much, Evan, for this brilliant presentation. Tijani, est-ce que tu voudrais ajouter quelques mots par rapport aux statements, surtout que nous avons préparés? Merci.
Tout à fait. and Jeff Fent.
Comme Evan vient de vous dire, nous avons travaillé pendant des mois.
As Evan has just said, this recommendation project for those who need assistance in the new GTLD project, unfortunately, the board, the committee in Norway, has not given recommendations but decisions that this contradicted what has been done in Nairobi, because it has been said that the cost, the price of the request needs to be the same, and it needs to be the one that's in the African Facebook, and it has to be at the same level for all of the applicants. So there will be no reduction in the fee for the application. And I would like also to say that all the group members have felt at that point, or have had this feeling at that point. It has been also said that in any manner, any support given to these issues would not be a hit for ICANN, would not hit ICANN, and so therefore we will find people or companies or parties paying for these, as if the board, the Nairobi board, would have advocated in favor of these contributions for financing. I believe that if we have dealt with this today, there's lots of stuff to discuss, but we have gone back to this, and we're dealing with this issue again, because we have made a statement in Brussels that was also sent to the Council and to the work group, and it was taken into account by the work group. There is also another declaration that Evan referred to a few moments ago. And in Brussels, we expressed our expectations regarding this resolution number 20. We expressed it very clearly in our declaration, and today we find this board declaration, or this board statement, that takes us back to the beginning. So we have prepared a statement that we have given to you so that you can have it, and I would like you to read it. And then we're going to decide whether we adopt it or modify it or reject it, but I think there has to be a reaction on our part. At the end of this paper, we say that we support the work group because it is the only way in which we can provide real support to the GTLDs, especially in developing countries, and especially, in particularly, African countries, which are developing countries par excellence.
Merci beaucoup. Est-ce qu'il y a...
Thank you very much. Is there any question? Any quick question? Because we are behind schedule, as we always say. Adam?
Or comment. I met the person who led the bid for .coop, one of the early rounds of TLDs, and he said that with this application fee, they would not have been able to go forward with .coop. Under the current conditions, .coop would not exist. And it might be useful. I can put you in touch if you like, Evan.
Merci, Adam. D'autres input?
Thank you, Adam. Any other comments? Any other contributions, Sophia?
Is that, thank you for that elaborate description by Tijani and Co. I think the working group has done an excellent work in describing and positioning themselves for what is to assist the community applications, including IDNs, and I think that's to be commended. However, from what I understand, what you just said, Tijani, is you want to reopen the process again. However, when you reopen the process, the only comment I want to make is, are we repositioning with a compromise, or are we asking exactly the same thing again, which may be leading us to another no? So if we're going to talk about compromise, you mentioned ICANN came back with the sponsorship and grant programs that probably they have identified for the community to go after. So I think we can probably work on some sort of compromise on how to go about so that we don't, you know, continuing of the working group with what basis will be a question that they would want to ask. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sophia. That's a good point. Eva?
I'd like to just briefly address the issue of compromise. A few hours ago at the ALAC meeting, a motion was passed on the ALAC statement on not just the applicant support, but also on the entire current state of the applicant guidebook. We actually used the words, this is unacceptable and against the public interest or against the public good. We used those statements explicitly. So ALAC took the position that on this particular issue, as well as a few others, we believed that ICANN was taking a step backwards, and we took the position that we did not want to say, okay, we hate all this, this is all horrible, this is backwards, but go on and do it anyway. We chose to take the position that this is unacceptable against the public good, and if ICANN does care about serving the community good, that it needs to re-examine this issue.
Merci beaucoup, Evan. Donc, nous avons écouté la position et la.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Evan. There's two positions. Is there any comment that you would like to make? We hope to have the support from all the regions that go in the same way. Alan, please.
With regard to the finance issue and the cost, the board used slightly different wording in each of their resolutions. In the Trondheim resolution, they said the price will be the same for everyone, which is not what they said in the original one. The original one, they said the cost recovery principle should be maintained, and those are somewhat different. On top of that, we also made a number of recommendations that have absolutely nothing to do with the price, but do would have had the ability of easing the burden, that is, having staged prices, you don't have to pay it all ahead of time, which doesn't affect the cost recovery or the total price one bit, and they were ignored. So to some extent, we can stick with saying some of the same things, but make sure that the message gets through, because quite clearly some of the messages, whether we didn't say it clearly, it wasn't interpreted properly by staff or whatever, part of the message just didn't get through properly. And part is in the subtle interpretation between the two different financial statements they made and pointing out that they're not just two ways of wording the same thing, but were two different things.
Thank you, Ellen. Avery? Yeah.
Thank you. I wanted to answer two points. One having to do with the cost recovery that's been mentioned several times. The GNSO, in its recommendations, I remember fairly clearly, said two things. Is the overall cost of the program must be neutral, not the overall cost of a single application. And it also did say that there could be differential pricing. So it's totally within the policy recommendation of the GNSO to input the kind of recommendations we made. to get back to the compromise and the continuation of the work group, those two aren't related. The board came back and in any case said to us, you know, at a high level you said you have to demonstrate need. Please go a little deeper into that. What do you mean? How do we determine need? What kind of process needs to be done, et cetera. And there are many of the other recommendations where basically our charter had been to design an overall thing. And now they were basically coming back, as I interpreted their three bullets in their recommendation is, okay, take the next step down, do the rest of the work. And ALAC has, in fact, already endorsed the continuation of our charter. The GNSO has not. It'll be interesting, actually, to see what happens if one does and the other one doesn't. But that's beside the point. But so I just wanted to bring those points in to the discussion. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. Je pense qu'on va prendre une seule intervention.
I think that we're going to have a single participation because we are on the time, and this is running, the clock is running really fast now.
Discussion used a quite different set of words for what he said the board meant. And what we're doing right now is much more in line with what the board meant, even if not exactly in line with what the board said in its formal resolution.
Merci, Alain. Je pense que c'est un débat qui n'est pas fermé, qui est ouvert, et nous allons continuer.
To discuss in the sense that we will try to address the second topic now of this session. And it has to do with the second topic, because otherwise we will spend a whole hour with the one single issue, okay? So maybe everyone had time to read this presentation, this statement. Did everyone have the chance of reading this statement? We have distributed this. But essentially, that is what we've said here, what we said that we will continue working on the same path, insisting to achieve a reduction in the application cost for those who are in need for that. The application cost, can we approve this? Is that feasible? Or do we need to continue on discussing about this topic? Dijani? Issue here, if there is any amendment that you can include to this charter, to this document, or if we are going to approve it. If a modification is requested, we will do so, but we need to decide this in order to submit this and convey it to the interested parties. We don't have plenty of time. We have only 15 minutes left, and we promised to Adam that we would have his presentation after to the participation presentation. So we have only 15 minutes left before giving the floor to Adam, and the participation is a really key topic or item here. So I have a question to pose, Fatima. The cost that... To reduce costs. We should be more specific on this particular. Do we need a 50% reduction? Or, I mean, I apologize if maybe this is something that you have already discussed, but I think that in a text of this kind, clarity is a must on this definition. Thank you very much. I think that we pursue, because, I mean, today we say that somebody slammed the door saying no to reduction. Well, we want to negotiate. We want flexibility, a possibility to discuss, to talk about this reduction, because otherwise the door is already closed, locked. And before saying 25%, 50%, how much? But please, we need to move forward to continue struggling at this. We suggest a reduction, but as you well know, we are part of the JAS group, working group, that is also working on this topic in order to define all the specifics. So we suggest principles, guidelines, and we support the JAS group and all the detailed proposals that we will receive from them. Thank you. So now I will say that we move forward to the next item. Okay, this is something, it's been approved. Who is against it?
With one amendment that, okay, the last paragraph, we include the word that, okay, we would also support for any ongoing work as per the Just Working Group charter. So we are asking for adoption of the document, including the last paragraph. Thank you.
Okay, adjugé. Adopté. On passe à la participation.
We move to participation now. To this end, to everything regarding participation, we have the presentation that we will see right now in a few minutes. And in addition to that, well, participation, this is the other topic that is going to be covered here today. We have proved, we have checked the whole African community, has checked and seen the difficulties, how difficult it is to us to participate of the policy development processes at ICANN, because participation is not just part being part of meetings, because in addition to that, there is strings of policy development processes that take place, and we are not part of that. And furthermore, we conducted a survey among us to stating questions to conclude that finally we do not participate, because very often or either we don't have the necessary competence regarding the topics that are debated, or we don't have time to get really involved in these topics to have an appropriate participation. Several recommendations were made, for example, considering the different requests for participation, for example, online participation, or also physical head-to-head participation. But notwithstanding all the efforts developed by ICANN, despite the fact that the document are now translated into several languages, anyway, we do not have this participation, or at least the participations that we aim at. We don't have the effective participations we are pursuing. Consequently, we had several meetings where this topic was on the spot to have the following diagnosis. If we want people to participate, why they don't participate? Because experts that are capable to participate in general terms are employed or devoted to doing other things. They have full-time jobs and they work in other places. Therefore, in order to have expert witnesses available at least for a short period of time, we should have or implement a different strategy. And the other strategies would be at least, well, let's try to hire, to retain experts and also young people, young professionals that could be shaped and trained with us participating in an effective manner of these policies, considering our realities and needs, in order to have an effective participation. How are we going to implement this? How are we going to make it effective? Participation requires for means. We are unable to request for these means to ICANN. This didn't work, so we need to look for resources somewhere else. By grouping ourselves, looking for funding at the structure levels, that they have always been with us so far. But we would like to know this, because if I'm not wrong, when we created the AFRALO, we had also started to write or to make the awarding of the bylaws to see if we could receive money from other structures. And the answer at that moment was that this was not something feasible, if you recall the debate that took place in El Cairo. And now we would like to know if ICANN is able to support an initiative that would enable us to have a structure of the kind of non-for-profit structure to receive subsidies or grants from other institutions like development agencies, fund suppliers, or providers to support the participation of a given critical mass of African experts to work on the ICANN's policies. This is the proposal that I'm trying to summarize, and this is all included in this statement, but I'm just summarizing what is written on the statement. Either on strengthening the capacities, the abilities, because today we have entities capable to provide this information and this training, but when it comes to effective participation, that is someone taking the time to make a follow-up of the debate and to come here with the comments and also to provide training and make it more sensitive at a local, regional, and domestic level, resources, funds are required, and we need to find the sources for those resources, and we have provided some idea of how to make this possible. Is ICANN capable to support this strategy that we are aiming at and also implement it in order to check it, to test it, and then assess the outcomes thereof? This is somehow what we are doing, and we are submitting to your approval today. Thank you very much.
Pierre, please. Good afternoon to you all. I would like just to say that it is what is being proposed here as a declaration is very interesting. I think the issue is properly raised, but I only have one criticism to make. And I would like to mention the following. We are asking ICANN to do certain issues. We are not asking ICANN to ask something from the agencies. In any case, what I understand here is that something has been requested, and what we have asked for is alliances with which ICANN can make associations or alliances. And so what I say is the following. There are already agencies that are already doing this. There is a number of experts here, and this has been happening for more than 10 years now. So my proposition is very simple. We need to extend this, and I imagine the possible list of contributors, and I think we need to broaden it. An important issue here is we need to ask ourselves, why is it that Africa has less participation than other areas or regions? And this is very simple. It's because the business does not really exist in Africa, and this is where we have the means. We come from a development agency, and, well, unfortunately, we have been working like this for 10 years. Perhaps we should be within the business list, and the mobile operators do have the resources at present. Regulators also have the means to do this. So I would like this to be included within the declarations. This is our reality. Thank you. I would like to explain perhaps a little bit better. This is not about asking French-speaking countries to consider the participants and to bring them to participate here and then go away. What we want is something more long-lasting. We are trying to organize ourselves to have a structure that allows us precisely to do a follow-up. A critical mass of people that are fit with reference terms, TDRs, terms and conditions, and people who are capable of doing the job, people who are going to be paid for that job. But we will need to implement a structure that will precisely be able to put together or hire people, and this is where the difference is with the model we have. The current model is the French-speaking countries, who is going to look at the experts there and who can take charge of this. But then what happens? This is what we want to change, and this is why we're proposing this.
Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres commentaires par rapport à ça?
Is there any other comment regarding this issue? Yaovi? Okay. I would also like to say something in the sense of what Pierre has said. This is about how to find resources to support what's already being done. If we take the case of the proposal that students contribute, etc., well, this will demand a lot more resources. And these students, I think there are some groups, some level groups or some structures that are already implied, have already been implied in this for a long time. They've been involved in this. And so the thing is how to include these to the operators, how to include them, how to bring them closer so that they can contribute from the financial point of view. And the structure to participate in these policies is already in place, but we don't have the means. So I am thinking about the way to find other people who are able to mobilize organizations at the regional level so that they can understand the challenge and they can get involved. So this is what I mean. This is my concern regarding students. There are people who are going to come and who are then going to disappear. So what are we going to do to implement all of these by implying or involving operators who can contribute from the financial point of view? This is the way in which I see things. Thank you, Alvi. Students, well, we have thought about involving students, about engaging them, because this involvement and this implication and the fact that they have an issue of studying ICANN's policy. Well, all of these is not only going to develop their skills and capacity, but it's going to make them more interested in what's going on at present. We need to recognize that when you are interested in something, there is more participation, and that's precisely the idea. This is our idea. This does not really mean that we are going to leave aside what is already in place and what exists already, but actually we are preparing for the future precisely with the students. We are then going to properly take note of the observations, but we would like to receive concrete proposals. This is a proposal that we have made, and probably if you have concrete proposals regarding the opening of the private sector, of course, this can be added. We also need you to make concrete proposals, and in that case, we're going to include them in the declaration. Do you have another proposal regarding this declaration, this statement? Sophia, and then Felix, you probably have something else to say.
I think the intent is there, I can see. There needs to be some clarity. I say this because the intent looks like instead of asking ICANN for the financial and other support to take people to ICANN, why don't we bring sort of downstream the policy process to the people in Africa. That's what we're saying. Correct me if I'm wrong. And if that is the case, the last point, which is the bullet item, is requesting for partnership. And I think it's been said before. And I think that is one way to actually, if not financial, to ask ICANN to validate organizations that could do policy development process. I think that's probably what this is asking. And in that, if we have to propose that. Certainly some of the organizations like Kiktanet, I think it's an email group, as far as I know it, based in Kenya. We need, as Africans, need to actually identify the role of the organizations that are being proposed and their redefine and be. It should be us that should say this group or the organizations that we propose to ICANN should be partner based on A, B, C, D. So also that there will not be issues of what kind of, is it CCTLD, is it GTLD, or is it IP addressing, what kind of policy developments are going to be the advocacy for that organization. That's very critical when we pick experts and organizations to partner with. So that proposal that we send out would have to identify the organization's role that need, that are being proposed to be partners with. That's the comment I have.
Okay. Merci, Sophia.
Thank you.
Filiz Yılmaz, I'm the new Senior Director of Participation and Engagement at ICANN, and I'm very happy to be here again. I've been attending different parts of ALAC so far. I know you have very restricted time, but I want to introduce myself so that people know who I am and we are engaged from then on. I'm from Turkey originally, and I have been working with the internet policy and policy development processes for the last 10 years actively. And before that, I was engaged in more local internet and capacity building within Turkey. For the last 9.5 years, I've been working with the regional internet registries. I'm from, I was working for RIPAN CC, and I've been engaged a lot with ethnic community. I'm not going to say I know it all, everybody there, but it was a pleasure and actually a privilege for me to be in the first ethnic and ethnoc meeting in 2005 in Senegal, Dakar, and it was a really mind-opening for me because I could finally see a region where that capacity building and community building was giving its fruits finally. They were together and they were very excited to be bringing their community together to move forward, and that formation was amazing for me to see and experience there. So I'm not going to say I know the challenges, especially within Africa. I've been to the continent a lot due to my interaction with ethnic and ethnoc community. However, I do recognize it's very important, this capacity building and community building issue. And one of the important things over there is that this really needs to be done locally. That is the heart of the thing. You know your region, you know your capabilities, you know your mobility, who to engage, who has the financial capacity, who has the resources. So it really has to come from local. But I think it is, I believe, ethnic community, ICANN community, and generally, let's talk about Africa internet community. I believe you are at that stage where you can easily start building bridges. So it's very important to get starting engaging with other communities as well and seeing what can be done together. But there are two things I want to identify there. You talked about participation and engagement. That is my special area. I've been working on this for years, and I love the bringing people together one way or the other. But what I realized there are two very important things. We talked about building capacity, networking. People can talk together, bringing people to talk together first. That is the first step to come up with. There are different ways of doing this. There are lots of operational groups coming together, and people try to communicate to each other. So creating those special interest groups within the region is very important. And the next thing is, I believe, education. You talked about meaningful participation. You can participate, but participation is not just being there and one-way listening. Participation, I think we need to be promoting active participation, which means you are really into it and you are talking about things. And that will only come with early awareness. If you are not aware of the issues, you will have to sit and listen. You will have that passive role more often. So in that regards, education-wise, I think there is a lot to do, and there is a lot to. There are more opportunities that we can see. There is e-learning. There is distance communication tools nowadays that are being engaged. So ICANN has an extensive. We really do have a lot of investment in that. In that part, we are already doing a lot of remote participation applications and creating for that. But apart from that, we have web conferences and e-learning programs and webinars. I think this group can, if you go back to your local regions, if you can activate people, and let them know that ICANN is doing regular policy updates, and they're available on our website. And you know, it doesn't. You just need a connection. And we know Africa is very good on the mobile connection at the moment. You know, there is capacity there. So at least this could be going back to the regions from ICANN in terms of, you know, catalyzing that education part slowly. Next, yes, building bridges will come eventually, but those are my notes. And please let us know if you have more concrete requests in terms of those webinars and updates we can do, and I will bring it back to the office for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Felis, and thank you, Sophia, too, for your input. Je pense que Sophia...
I believe that with regards to the detail, well, this is something that will take place further to adopting this idea. I mean, if we agree, then we will go into the details to see who is going to support what and what kind of policy is going to be supported at an ICANN level. Ferry, thank you very much. We would have liked from ICANN is the last paragraph. I mean, the last paragraph of the statement, the model that we want to implement, Alan, I just appeal to all those with experience in ICANN policies, the model that we want to implement. I urge you, if you think that ICANN could make any objection on this model, because if not, I think that we could approve this statement with the amendments or the corrections that Jaobi and Pierre have proposed, then I see... a hand somewhere. Would you like to add something? Yes, I would like to do so. I believe that there's a good view, but it's not appropriately oriented. I mean, how can I explain myself? There's a policy to make ICANN understand that in Africa we have a problem of resources, of funding, and we want to have those resources to be very clear in order to convey the knowledge to the young people, to students. But the structure itself, maybe even the name so far, maybe is not strong enough. And in addition to what the French-speaking people is doing so far, I mean, contributing participants, we also need to know the objective, the goal, because it is true, they come today, but maybe they will drop coming later, these people, I mean. So what could they contribute to the groups to carry out some policies so... maybe 2 years or 5 years from now, students could begin to come little by little. I think that this way, at the ICANN level, or not, but we could address this with the telecommunication companies, mobile companies, mobile telephony companies that are not aware of this. And I'm going to give you a very simple example. A week ago, or 2 weeks ago, we were in a conference in Afrinic, and the South African government tried to train people to see how this policy can work to strengthen, to support Africa's capacities. We have a great problem, but the operators there, and I'm part of an operator of a carrier, but they are not aware. So who is going to carry out that policy? Who is going to do the lobby to make people understand that in Africa we are trying to go in that direction, but how to implement it? That is all I wanted to say. Thank you. And I think that you just put the emphasis on the key issue. We need to get organized. We need a structure to take care of this, to be sensitive, to train, to teach the local structures and to mobilize resources in order to implement and have a mandate with expert people with terms and conditions that then will allow us to participate in the development process, in the policy development process. That is what is missing yet. And this is why we made this statement, in order to ask for the approval of everyone. If we agree, we will approve this with the amendments that have been recently presented to offer this to the private sector, because we are talking about the telecommunication services and some other players that could also be interested in supporting these organizations, that we need to be more effective and efficient. Do you agree? Could we approve this with the amendments? We don't have much time left. Alan?
We should put Policy Institute. I really don't believe the SAID, the exemplified institutions are policy institutes in Africa. So I think we need to clarify who we propose ICANN to partner with. Unless we want to say partner with this ABCD, that's fine, but not to call them policy institutes, because some of them are emails. And
okay.
Yeah, we need a correction.
No problem.
Yeah. And then the suggestion of Ms. Phyllis also here, I think it's very important in championing through the webs and other documents that
it's in the
okay, great.
Yeah, it's in the document. I mean, we already said that we recognize, you know, all the means available to participate, and then we added other stuff.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Alan, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I'm late for another meeting, but a quick statement. The expression you use is partner with. If the partnership form is the RALO is partnering with an organization who will provide staff or provide funding for staff that they hire, I don't think there's any problem. If the relationship you're looking for is to request money from the other people, then I know when we've discussed similar things in the past, there may be a problem, because you're not really an organization within ICANN who can request money or receive it easily. There may be mechanisms, but that may be a lot more difficult than coming to an agreement that another organization somehow provide the expertise and help or dedicated people or interns. So, consideration.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's what we want. We don't want to receive money as Afralo, yeah, but we want to be partnering with, another institution that will be receiving the money and providing experts to.
Yeah. Fatima, if I may, and I do apologize, I too have
yes,
to leave
thank
for this same
you.
Meeting.
And I would like you even to provide the closing remarks for this session.
Well,
you leave.
Perhaps,
thank
perhaps
you.
This will suffice
because
that you may need
have
to go
to
vote.
Yeah, thank you.
I had one question to begin with, and that was, when in your form here, when you as a group have put your edits together and this is an approved statement, it goes where? To whom? Thank you. So you're taking it to the ALAC. I needed to be very clear on that, because what I would like to suggest we can do then, Felice, I hope you're taking copious notes with what I'm saying. We have new blood, fresh ideas. Felice is a perfect example of it. We have COOs who have a different attitude to how ICANN and global partnerships may or may not be moving our brand and our modifying brand into the next strategic planning process, and probably could afford a pilot. So what I would like to suggest is, with whatever you end up with today, we take in good faith, and with your permission, we might explore what piloting opportunities, what programming possibilities, and certainly get you feedback on concepts, because things that may not have been possible under one style of thought in leaders may be different in others, and at the moment, Feliz and I can't give you answers because we haven't even asked the questions, but we're more than happy to ask the questions, correct? Okay, so no guarantees. I look forward to getting the document, and thank you so much for helping me understand, as you always do, the challenges of the participation in Africa. But I do think we have one big win already, and that's what we've heard with the outreach, with Scott saying things from the website, materials that Feliz is talking about, coming out to be mobile telecommunication available. The website, when it's rebuilt, is going to be okay to use off a mobile phone, and this is going to make a huge difference to what you're trying to do. Fatemata Tijani, my apologies, I do have to go. But thank you very much for all the work you've done. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Merci beaucoup. Je voudrais pas que tout le monde parle.
Thank you very much. I wouldn't like everybody to go without Alan taking the floor. Please go ahead.
Donc.
So we're going to give the floor to him immediately, who is going to talk about NOMCOM. Thank you, Adam, for being here.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I know some of you here because it's the same talk as we gave to the at large. But, well, thank you for inviting me here. I really do want to encourage participation and contributions from the African continent. I think it's extremely important. I am the 2011 chair, which means that I'm not going to be actually taking my role until the end of the annual general meeting, which is Friday. And until then, Wolfgang Kleinwächter is the nominating committee chair, and he sends his apologies. He had to leave to go to another meeting, otherwise he would have made some comments to you today. The first slide, as I think you know, I think everybody probably knows the ICANN organization, and the nominating committee is that bluish-purple box in the middle, and our role is to provide a significant part of ICANN's leadership, both for the board of directors, but equally important for the supporting organizations and the at-large itself. Eight of the 16 directors come from the nominating committee. Over a period of time, we supply five at-large members, and one of those is from the African region. So it's important. The nominating committee is important because we help support ICANN's status as a not-for-profit organization. If you could go to the next slide, please, that would be great. It's on one screen but not the other. Oh, there it is. Very quickly, we're a 21-member committee. What you see there are the members who are associated with the at-large, but Yovi is the one who the African Afralo has provided with us, and thank you very much. But, of course, there is only one member from Africa on the nominating committee, and that is, I think, a disappointment. It means that it's going to be difficult to find candidates from the African region. So I think that means that we're going to rely very, very strongly on you, please, to help your delegate, remembering that he is not your representative. He's independent of you now. He's a member of an independent committee. But we really do need your support and help in finding good candidates, not just for the director positions, but all of these positions. How can we find good African candidates who will come into ICANN and take up leadership positions? I'm sure you all know extremely able people, and I'm also thinking of you yourselves. Let's see good applications from people from Africa, and please look for good candidates from your continent. A general comment, you're all, I'm sure, very familiar with how the nominating committee has operated over the years. We have tended to be criticized as being less than transparent, and there are reasons for that. We're dealing with information about individuals who are applying for positions, and that is confidential information, so we protect that very, very carefully. But I think we could be more transparent in how we operate. So I'd be very interested in your thoughts on those sorts of issues. How can the nominating committee be more transparent and open, noting the limitations that we operate under? But I think the second issue is really about the advice on how do you see the challenges facing ICANN, particularly from an African perspective, and also the types of characteristics and skills that you would like to see in candidates. Those are very helpful to us. Earlier on, someone mentioned gender. Another person mentioned technology skills. What do you think are important? Please let us know. And then the final slide is, I think it would be, and this is the what the nominating committee is going to be selecting in this year. So we're looking for two directors, three members of the at-large, including one from Africa, two members of the GNSO, so the generic policy-making process, one member of the country code policy-making process, the CCNSO, and every one of those will be taking their seats at the AGM, which will take place in Africa somewhere, we don't know where yet, 23rd to the 28th of October. And there's a nominating committee website where you can find our procedures and processes and so on. At the moment, it's still relevant to 2010, but I hope by next week we'll have our new documents available. And also, we will begin the candidate recruitment process, I hope, next week. Probably around Wednesday or Thursday of next week, we will, I hope, begin our call for statements of interest for people who are interested in this process. A last quick comment. It's very interesting to see that ICANN will be in Africa in the, at the end of October 2011. I think you all probably also know that the Internet Governance Forum, the global IGF, will probably, very, very probably, be in Nairobi at the end of September. Two very important meetings in the African continent, both related. I hope this group will think about contributing to the IGF as well as the... This is nothing to do with me as a nominating committee member, of course, but I hope you'll be thinking about the IGF meeting in terms of participation, the subject that you were talking about before. Would welcome questions and would welcome your advice on the issues I mentioned, which are, you know, the characteristics of people that we need. What are the challenges that ICANN faces? What are the issues that are important to important to Africa? Thank you.
Merci beaucoup, Adam.
Thank you very much, Adam. I hope the message has gone through properly. We need to participate more. I am sorry that there are not many women here, but I see some African women on the background, and very probably they can belong to the NOMCOM committee tomorrow, or they can be leaders at the ICANN level. I really wish this with all my heart. It's my wholehearted wish, and we promise that this will be so. We promise to reach something. And you also said something very important. The ICANN meeting in Africa in 2011. I would like to give the floor to Nelly, who is going to make an announcement probably, because Kathy is not here. Nelly is from Benin. Thank you. It is true that when I saw that the next meeting will be in Africa from the 23 to the 28 October 2011, perhaps many of you didn't know about it, but Senegal did apply to receive this meeting, this ICANN meeting, and for the time being, we haven't had any reply. So I would really have liked that the attendance to this meeting can support the Senegal candidacy so that the next meeting is held in this country, which offered to host the meeting. Thank you very much, Nelly. This is just to show the African solidarity. That's why Nelly from Benin announces the Senegal candidacy. I think all of Africa will move so that this happens in Dakar, in a French-speaking country. I'm not going to advertise for this because I'm not locally placed for this. I'm from Senegal, but we are together, really. Are there any questions about this for Adam, for Namcom? Adam is here, and we also have Jacqueline, who is the vice chair. Okay, yes, Mohamed?
How many, I mean, on the last non-com process, how many African applicants or interested applicants that you have? So, at least so we can know is there an interest from the region? Some people are applying, or...
I don't know, and that's why we need Wolfgang here, because he was responsible for the process in 2010. It is on the on the website, and my access to the ICANN website is extremely slow at the moment. Otherwise, I would try and tell you, but the statistics are there. Each nominating committee will tell you how many people applied from each region. How many people were successful, how many were women, and so on and so forth. I'm sorry, I don't know the number off the top of my head. I don't think the number was enormously high in terms of percentages. It's about 20%, I think, something like that. 11%. 11% of applicants, and I believe there were about 80 applicants total. Yeah. That's all right. So there were. Thanks, Joette. There were 82 applicants, and 11% was from the. 11 candidates. 11 of the 82 were from Africa. 11. Okay. So 11 from 82, which is, we could do with a few more. And that may be the challenge that we set. If I can take off a nominating committee hat and just become normal person who attends ICANN meetings, I think. About the Senegal meeting, it's probably a very good idea to use the public forum and to actually stand up as individual representatives of Africa. And if you believe that Senegal is the right place, because there are other African bidders, I'm quite sure, then you would stand up and say, support Senegal, please. And yes, we do hold international meetings in Senegal. Yes, we are capable of holding an ICANN meeting, and we want you there. That would probably be quite a good message to say at the public forum. But I'm sure there are other, you know, I can't comment on whether there are other African bids, but, you know, I'd love to visit West Africa, just as a comment. That was Merci. Not the nominating committee.
Merci, Adam. En tout cas, vous serez bienvenu. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions, d'autres commentaires? Non? Tout le monde est fatigué? Vous avez faim? Merci beaucoup. Je vais donner à tout seigneur tout honneur, je vais donner l'honneur à notre grand frère Tidjani de clôturer la session. Tidjani.
Merci Fatimata. D'abord, je vous remercie tous d'être venus et d'avoir participé à cette réunion.
In the first place, thank you very much for participating in this meeting. It's the second initiative further to Brussels. And the objective is that the community, the African community, will have an active participation in the process development of in the development of policies of ICANN, and also address the matters that where Africans are involved as the support for GTLDs or for the applicants of new GTLDs. Today we had the honor of having a member of the board. Unfortunately, he had to leave, but we really appreciate for his presence here. And we also had several members of the JAS, that is a group that was here present today. Abril, Avon, Eric, Alan, Cheryl, Dave, myself, and well, we are almost the majority of the working group to prove the interest that the members of the working group really care about our meeting. And we will let them know everything, every update, and I look forward that this tradition will continue for all the upcoming meetings of ICANN in order to tackle topics that are of the African community of ICANN. Thank you very much. And thank you to Jenny. Then I just formally close the session of today, and we look forward to seeing you very soon, and I look forward that all the Africans could continue online, and we also look forward to recruit new ADSLs on the Afralo level. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you all. Thank you, Alan. Thanks again. Bye-bye.